Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hello and welcome back. This is Consider This Northumberland, and I'm your host, Robert Washburn, and you're listening to Northumberland 89.7 FM. The announcement of improved high-speed internet for Northumberland County kicks off this interview. This is a significant step towards getting better services, and it caps a significant year for Northumberland County Council. The Elgin Street Affordable Housing Project moved ahead. The construction of the new Golden Plow Lodge got underway. The first major amendment to the countywide official plan was also put in place. Plus, a growth study was released mapping out the pressures the county will face in the next 30 years. Warden Bob Crate was re-elected in December to his second term. He helped guide County Council through these big changes. Yet the county has many more to face. It approved a budget hike of slightly more than 3%. Now, while more than half of that increase goes directly to the operations of the county, another portion goes to reserve funds, and yet another portion goes directly to local hospitals. With growing inflation, rising costs, and a wide range of long-term issues facing County Council, the pressures are mounting. Here is County Warden Bob Crate discussing all this and more. I'm thrilled to have with me today Bob Crate, the warden of Northumberland County. Welcome to Consider This.
Thanks, Robert.
I want to start with a big announcement regarding internet services in Northumberland. Can you tell us about it?
It's part of the Eastern Ontario Wardens Caucus and with Rogers, and it's going to expand. Capacity and area as they move out. So the less populated areas are going to get some much needed bandwidth to operate on. And it's all of Eastern Ontario through the what's called the Eastern Ontario Regional Network, which is part of the Eastern Ontario Wardens Caucus. And they're always looking for ways to improve, capacity and availability out here. You know, we suffer, and we've noticed it drastically since COVID hit. I mean, people are trying to work from home, and they just can't make connections. So this is a great news story.
County. Just this past year passed an amendment to the official plan towards preserving natural heritage of Northumberland. Yep. But at the same meeting, it passed an important growth study about the future growth of the county. And in this report, it said that the population could rise to 122,000 people in all of Northumberland County, up from 90,000 over the next 30 years or possibly sooner. What assurances can you give us going forward that the county's not going to end up like Barrie or Peterborough or other places in Ontario where the rural life disappears and developers take over?
Well, I think, we are, part of it is, we have the Golden Horseshoe that comes through it. We have the land that's protected as far as, farming. Like we are limited now our official plan will limit where growth can happen. I mean, we have to have growth or we will end up in a position where we won't have the money to pay for the services and the infrastructure that we need to maintain a lifestyle in the country. Now I look at our area, and we will be limited in where we can have growth because of prime ag. And so I think we will have to be very careful about what we allow and how we give out permits to build and what we look at. I mean, the province is saying that we have to intensify urban growth, and those are the things that we have to look at. But we do need a certain amount of growth every year. Or, I mean, one of the biggest complaints I get is that our taxes are too high, and you know, our water and sewer rates are too high in our urban areas. But I mean, those especially the water and sewers, you're looking at something that's a user pay system, the same as a garbage tags. You know, it's a user pay system, and as those costs rise, if we don't have more growth, we won't be able to pay for those things.
But isn't it really a circular argument? Because the more development that comes in, the more services that are needed, and then we need more development to cover the services. And also, too, I mean, politicians, let's be honest, it's partly an addiction. If you don't have growth or you don't have new assessment, you're looking at tax increases almost twice or three times what you currently are able to do, because you don't get that extra assessment from all the development that's taking place. So, it seems to me like it's almost an addiction at the same time. And as a politician, you want to look good to your voters. So when it comes to election time, you can say, well, you know, look at the progress. We have this new development, and that new development.
Well, I think one, I'll give you my example is Trent Hills, because I live here and I'm the mayor for Trent Hills. You know, we look at growth and when we are bringing something online, we have got the capacity to add houses. So when a developer comes in, they pay for the services to go into their development. So we're not adding a cost to the taxpayer, and we are adding houses to the water and sewer system, but we already have the capacity to do that. So, you know, in essence, we're trying to bring the level down, and if we have some growth, we won't have to raise taxes.
We watch as homeless people struggle to find shelter, especially at this time of year with the extreme cold. Are there any plans by the county to address this issue of having only one emergency shelter in Northumberland?
We're looking at it. And I mean, it's a discussion that's ongoing as far as we haven't lost. We did combine two units to this year to, but we didn't lose any spaces, it's a hard situation. We're looking, I mean, in a lot of places in the county, there isn't a call for a homeless shelter. I mean, it's basically the lakeshore. I mean, that's for some reason, and anybody that's looking to go somewhere that it's homeless, they're heading to Coburg for some reason. I don't know the reason, but we don't seem to have any call in the rest. I mean, I haven't heard anything, for instance, from Brighton, Trent Hills. We haven't had any extreme situations there. So it is one that needs looking at. I saw yesterday in the paper that someone was advocating that maybe we could do something at Brookside. But I mean, that's a discussion for the province and for Coburg to have. But
Coburg would look at you guys and say, you guys are in charge of this kind of service. You run Transition House. I mean, this is the kind of political thing that goes. You guys point at each other. Who's going to take the leadership to say, look, you know, here we've got dormitories, washrooms, you know, a school that was at one time that, you know, there's room for it. Why isn't the county taking some leadership and going up and giving, you know, Pacini a call, David Pacini, our MPP, a call and saying, come on, guys, let's get this happening. I mean, we did it with the high school, at the beginning of the pandemic.
Those discussions are going on, Robert. They are going on, but, you know, we can't, I don't think he can hold those discussions in public. I understand the public want to know, and we do endeavor to give out as much information as we can, but there are situations where you have to have meetings and you have to have meetings, but we have to work towards a solution. But it involves, you know, it involves Coburg because it is Coburg, and you know, I give Mayor Henderson kudos. He's pushing all the time. He's always looking to get an answer and to get a solution, and he's willing to work with the county, and we are, but it's not an easy solution.
Back in December, the county council approved its 2022 budget with a 3.11% increase in the levy, which for the average home would represent about $38. But what was really interesting, I thought, was that you now levy for hospital funding 0.41% of that. And when we're talking $181.3 million budget, that's not unsubstantial. Why is it that the county decided that it was important for it to start collecting money through the tax base for the hospital? I always understood back from my civics classes in high school that hospitals were funded by the province.
Okay, well, the hospital funding part is hospitals are funded by the province for infrastructure. So they build the hospitals, but the rest of it has to be done through private financing, whether it's grants and loans or whatever. So anything like new equipment, anything like that is not covered by the province. So therefore, and it's very important to have NHH and CMH open and active in Northumberland County. I mean, people that are moving here, when they research coming, one of the top two or three questions that we get is, you know, is there a hospital? What are the, you know, medical situations? And the hospital is important, and doctors, and we're drastically short of doctors, but the hospitals are important. So, I mean, they came to us, and it was a much bigger ask, but we decided that we would do what we could, and that's where we are on the budget.
When I look at the budget going over it, maybe you could choose one or two things that you feel are highlights from the budget.
I think one of the, you know, as far as budget items, I mean, when we look at a budget, probably 85% of it is a fixed cost. When you look at staff and equipment and all the rest of it, so we don't have a huge amount of leeway when we're looking at things. And but I think one of the things I see going forward that council has really worked hard at was the Ontario Food Ag Venture Center. We got 25 new businesses started through that in the past year. We're looking now at starting up a new phase for for new businesses with for people that are moving out this way and have ideas for business. So I think the Food Ag Center is one place where we're looking to grow up. I think, you know, big things coming this year. You know, the redevelopment, the Golden Plow Lodge, is an expensive endeavor, but I really do think that moving the museum and archives will add a lot to the county as far as trying to preserve our heritage. And you mentioned that you know we did pass amendments to the heritage part of the act, and those things are I think they're not big items, but they're important to our lifestyle and to sustaining what we have.
When you look at the economy, people talk about inflation, and you as a county council passed a 3% increase, 3.11% increase, but that doesn't come anywhere near to inflation. And of course, you know, construction costs are going up, material costs are going up. I know you appreciate this both as a mayor and as a county warden. Is it really realistic anymore to be having 1%, 2%, and 3% increases in taxes when there's just so many demands for service? There's so many things going on, so many issues.
Well, I think part of it is, and we struggle. I mean, we struggled to keep it down, but we do that because I think we're concerned with people's ability to pay. I mean, we have a very large seniors population, and if you look at that, I mean, some youngster that's out there just starting out and has a great salary and the rest of it, maybe $150 a year if our increase was that high, wouldn't bother them. But there are people that it would take food off the table if you did that, and we have to be mindful of those people, you know, we affect a lot of people's lives, and we're trying to, because the 3% that we levy doesn't include, you know, the school board, doesn't include the municipality that you live in. So when you're done, you know, we're probably looking at.
But I appreciate what you're saying, and I really do. And I this is often an argument that gets made, is that, you know, we're worried about the seniors and whether they can afford it. But doesn't it really point to, I mean, when you are selling, the average price, according to Northumberland Real Estate Association, the average house price right now is over $800,000. You can't buy a house like that if you don't have money. So if people are coming down here and they've got money to buy that expensive a house, then they must have money. Now, I agree with you. We don't want to place a burden on, you know, people who can't pay. But at the same time, there are people who do have resources. And I guess what I'm asking you is that, you know, how do we find a better balance so that we can get the resources, so that we can deal with these big, long-term, complex issues?
I'm not sure. Do you want to, I mean, do you do a means test? I'm serious. I mean, like we look at all these things, and you're right, there are people, but there are people that, I think you have to deal with the fact that there are people at the lower end of the income scale that we have to be cognizant of. And you're right. I mean, I don't know how, I have grandchildren, and I don't think they'll ever own a house. I mean, it's just scary where we are, because, I mean, my daughter and I were talking this morning about, and she's saying, you know, right now, I mean, with the, I'm, as you say, I'm the house is probably in that range, but the house under, the province is valued at about $300,000. And she says, that's 3 half-ton trucks right now. You know, like, you go to buy a new half-ton truck, it's $80,000, $90,000, $100,000. where does that come from? I mean, I look at it and say, how can you afford to have, I mean, if you're living in a $800,000 house and you got a $100,000 car and, you know, whatever else you have, where is that money coming from? I'm just astounded by what's out there.
I guess, you know, you're not like the rest of us. You get to sit at a table and get to have the ear of people who have power to change those things. So I wish you all the best of luck with that. What is one thing county residents should be keeping their eye on over the upcoming year at County Council?
You know, we're looking at trying to support business through the pandemic and opening up. I mean, farming is big in Northumberland County, but probably the second biggest driver of the economy is tourism. And, you know, that's taken probably the biggest hit. And so we are actively working through Tourism Northumberland, along with all the Chamber of Commerce, to get businesses reopened, get people shopping local, get them. And I've seen it happen. And people are thinking of ways. It's amazing the innovative ways that people are working to keep businesses going. I mean, we've lost some, and that's sad. I mean, we've lost some businesses that were thriving, but just could not get through the pandemic. But I think, we're working on, we have a broadband strategy. We're working on getting more connectivity, which as we said earlier, will give people the opportunity to live here. I mean, I think we're going to see a huge change in how the demographic works. I think you're going to see large buildings in Toronto that will probably be converted to apartment buildings because they don't need the office space anymore. I really believe that the one thing this pandemic has done is shown companies that people can work remotely and efficiently, and we will see that. So we need that broadband capability to allow that to happen all over the county, not just along the lakeshore, but in the North End and so on.
What is the biggest lesson you have learned over the past year as warden? What's your big takeaway this year?
Well, I'm very impressed with how we have done as a group. We have worked very hard, but worked well. And I think the big thing that I've learned is that if people have a chance to work together, that you can come to a consensus, that you're not always going to win. And I don't think it should be a win-lose. I think if we just work together, we come to a median where we can all be happy with where we are. So you don't win, you don't lose, but you achieve a goal where the residents have to win, to my sort of theory, I guess, and that you want them to feel that they're important and that they're listened to, and that when the leather hits the road, we're working to make this probably one of the best places in Ontario to live.
This year is an election year. Are you going to run again?
Yes.
You are? You're definitely going to run again?
Yeah.
Are you going to run for mayor?
Yep.
I'll look forward to the campaign.
Rob, it's funny. I'm 74 years old. I should be out in the pasture, but I truly enjoy what I do. I get up every day and I'm happy. I like to solve problems. I like to help people. So, and that's really what we do. I mean, when it comes down to it, helping a person that, that has a problem with their road, or helping a person that's trying to, build a house or do whatever, being able to be the conduit that gets them some satisfaction and they feel that somebody cares, that's important to me. And I really do enjoy it. So, you know, I don't know what'll happen. I have no idea. There's probably people that feel I should be out in the pasture. So we'll see what goes on. But, you know, I've thought about it, talked to my wife, and as I say, my health is good. I'm in good shape. So, amazingly enough, for all I've done to myself over the years, but anyhow, I'm looking forward to it.
Bob Crate, thank you for talking to me today.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Rob.
That was Northumberland County Warden Bob Crate. I want to thank my guests this week for talking to me, and I want to thank all the listeners for tuning in today. Please join me again next week when we will talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life and Northumberland County. So please tune in. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you will find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening and stay tuned for more from Consider This.